The story is told that a group of rich business leaders from America came to Israel and they had a meeting with Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel of the Mir. And they're sitting with him and of course they're amazed by who he is, his greatness, his humility. And he asks them a question. He says, I want you all to tell me, what is the lesson of the Holocaust? What can we learn? So, of course, most of them reached in to their childhood memories and said, Zachor, we need to remember. It won't happen again. He said, yes, that's important. But more, what can we learn from the Holocaust? And again, they're scratching their heads to make sure that the world is careful, the world cherishes the value of human life. And again, he says, but what else? And these are all captains of industry. They're used to having all the answers, and yet they're staring at him, dumbfounded. And he says to them, I'll tell you what the lesson is. The lesson of the Holocaust is that six people could be lying in a bed, freezing at night with one blanket. What do? Does the person on the outside pull it towards them, thereby taking away from the others, or do they make sure that it's shared with each and every one of the people? That story, I believe, explains a bit of what the question is on Noach. Noach is told that he's a tzaddik. We're told that Noach is a tzaddik, and yet somehow we don't view him that way. Rashi's quick to comment that compared to Avram Avinu, he's a nothing. So what does it mean? What are we supposed to make of Noach? Rav Steinzahl Zichron Tzadik Vavracha gives an amazing explanation. He says that Noach was what we would call in Yiddish a tzaddik in a pelts. He was a tzaddik, but he was wearing his fur coat. What does that mean? It was cold. Everybody wasn't doing the right thing. What did Noach do? Noach threw on his coat. He covered himself up. He stayed warm. But what about everybody else? They all fell by the wayside. If Noach had lit a torch, if Noach had made a bonfire, if Noach had made some fire, everybody would have stayed warm. Everybody could have made it. But that was not Noach. Noach was shelter in place. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to make sure that I'm okay. And he does that. But he forgets about everybody else. And I think that the complicated question that arises from this is it possible to say that it was just too much? Noah himself could not overturn the rest of the civilization. So he puts on his coat and he shelters in. I saw a beautiful explanation that says that, yes, it's true. A person should put their focus on themselves first. I need to make sure I'm in a good place. Because if I'm not spiritually in a good place, I am not going to be able to successfully help others. No different than the airplane. First, you have to put on your own gas mask. You have to make sure that you have air. But once you're settled, that is when you have to make sure that you're looking out for others. Noach had 120 years. A really long time. And during those years, he did make sure that he was spiritually safe. But Noach did not spend enough time wondering and worrying and attempting to reach the others. Have a great day.